The roadless rule is a U.S. Forest Service policy that for 25 years has curtailed building or reconstructing roads in the national forests. There have also been limits on commercial timber harvesting in roadless areas that have been inventoried. Last summer, the U.S. Agriculture Department, which includes the Forest Service, proposed rescinding the roadless rule. The department said that would give more decision-making authority to regional forest managers and improve access for fighting fires. But the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, which serves 11 Ojibwe tribes in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan that have treaty-protected hunting, fishing, and gathering rights, backs the roadless rule. Commission spokesperson Jenny Van Sickle says agency scientists looked at how the rule has protected five national forests in what's called the ceded territory. She says the federal government has a responsibility to enforce treaty rights there.
That's wild rice. That's tapping maples for sap to make, you know, sugar. These are real activities. They're not theoretical. These are federal responsibilities that remain in place. So to try to kick that to regional foresters doesn't make a lot of sense.
Van Sickle says there are already many roads in the national forests. She says if the roadless rule needs amending, the tribes are willing to talk.
If the rule needs work, you know, we want to be at those tables. We want to talk about those problems. We want to get to those solutions, and we can do that together. We've worked very closely and formally with the Forest Service for nearly 30 years.
An Agriculture Department spokesperson says the agency remains committed to a consultation process with the tribes. Also, that if the roadless rule ends, land use decisions would still need to comply with specific forest or grassland management plans and other applicable laws, all developed with public involvement. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Kornbach.